Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
And now it's time for a little celebration on Thameside Radio. I'll open one or two little bottles here. Bob, have a swig. There's mud in your eye. Not a bad year for surgical spirit. Well, we're celebrating 6 months of not getting nobbled, and we'd like to invite you along on this little party, so if you've got a bottle of plonk hiding under the table somewhere, then drag it out and join me for the next hour with Thameside Wireless and a super celebration of sound. Thank you. Thanks. I don't mind if I do.
Well, good evening and welcome along to Thameside Radio. 6 months ago, to the day just about, we started our very first broadcast. So we're having a mini celebration. There are people about me who should cheer at this moment.
Hooray!
And I've just been handed a huge great pint of beer, which is very nice. Anyway, more about that after the next record. And it's a track from the Motors, approved by the Motors. Upstairs at the moment is Tony, operating the machine. I think there's somebody else up there at the moment. And down here with me is the Birdman. Hello, Birdman. And the Ladybird, hello. And my little sister down there, who's handing out all the beer and things. Right, we've had a few dedications here. Say hello to John at Dodds of Putney. Wants a dedication for any Blackburn Rovers supporters listening. And Rory of Hayes, dedication for Jackie. Nigel of North West 3, dedication for Jim, Pete, Andy, and the person who put the sign up in the main refractory advertising, Thameside. Apparently last week some people had difficulty picking us up. I'm sorry about that, but hopefully we're back to normal strength this week. Here are the Ruttles, and let's be natural.
Bob Edwards drives me crazy.
Thank you.
Time goes by as we all know, naturally. People come and people go, naturally. Let's be natural.
Russells and Let's Be Natural. I'm enjoying myself so much out here that I forgot to tell you that we're out in the garden again. We did it last week if you didn't pick us up, and it's great fun, birds twittering in the background and things like that. Anyway, it's time for this week's the answer to last week's competition. What we have to do is take the first letter of the artists and put it together, and it should have spelt a word, so here it is. Was 10cc and Art for Art's Sake. Roxy Music and Love is the Drug.
Wake up, please, Susie, wake up. Wake up, please.
And that was the Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie. Followed by the Eagles as Plane Goes Ahead and Best of My Love. And I think a clue I gave last week was it begins with T and I'm looking straight at one, which makes it pretty obvious that the answer was tree. Right, the ladybird is sitting in front of me with the Thameside radio bin. We've moved it out to the garden. Would you mind picking out a number?
All right.
Thank you. Shout up a bit.
Sorry.
There it goes. What number is it?
Number four,
and on the list?
John Dodds of Putney Hill.
Right, so well done, John Dodds. Packet of Spangles whizzes the way over the post office system to you. Actually, we might send two out as we're semi-celebrating this week. Right, from the album October On by Barclay James Harfis, here's Rock and Roll Star.
to the stars, can you find your way back home?
You'll get your break, but I doubt you'll wait too long. The harder you try, the lower you fall, the way that it seems so insane. The mountain is high,
in tune with Thameside Radio, broadcasting on 90.2 from the bottom of our garden. And we're having a mini celebration. Hope that came out as a bottle being popped then. And a mini celebration of 6 months of broadcasting, as you can hear there. Thank you. Right, I'll read out a few dedications here. If you'd like to give us a ring for a request, the number is 863-3281. Somebody rang in last week was Daniel of Westminster and wants a dedication for Henrietta from Dan. A couple of letter requests here. Kevin Tunstall from London North 19 wants a dedication for mother, brother, hat, sister Teresa and Nancy in Los Angeles. Keith Baker wants a dedication for Jez. How come somebody wants a dedication for somebody in Los Angeles? I'm sure we don't get that far. Anyway, Keith Baker wants a dedication for Jez and Pete and anyone else in the Commonwealth Hall who's listening. And as I look down the list to see what the next record is, I see it's Zero and Moonlight.
Good evening. Does bouncing Bob Edwards truly bounce higher than other disc jockeys? Well, we've conducted a simple test.
here at the Thameside Laboratories. We've thrown two disc jockeys of equivalent weight out of a window. First, Noel Edmonds. Oh dear, oh dear. And now, Bob Edwards. There you go. Proof positive. Bob Edwards does indeed bounce further than other disc jockeys.
I know sometimes we go cold when all of our feelings unfold, but when the winds go, try to get in. I will tell them to go, won't come here again, 'cause I always know it will be warm again. So try to make it easy, try to make it right, and I promise you, baby, I won't put up a fight. I've been trying to hide myself from you. But your light, so bright, cold in the day, oh so warm. From you.
Thameside Radio's fantastic radio quiz. Tonight's star prize has the family in mind. It's a packet of Spangles. And all you gotta do to win it is to send your answer to the following quiz on a postcard to Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. I'll repeat that. Number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Or you can phone your answers through to 863-3281 and win for yourself tonight's star prize. Okay, over to you, Bob.
Right, thank you very much, Bird. And actually, perhaps you'd take a bottle of cider up to Richard, because I suppose he's rather alone up there.
Yeah.
Sitting there with Tony. Right, first letter of the competition. I'm getting a bit confused here. The first letter of the I think it's the cider. First letter of the competition is B, And I won't give you a clue, but there's relevance to somewhere else in the program. Right, so the first letter is B.
Baby, I'ma want you.
I hope you've got it. If you have, you can either ring 863 3281 and have a word, Debbie, give her the answer, or you can write to us at Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5. Hope Tony's got his bottle of cider by now. Right, next record up is the Beatles and Piggies. If you've been watching the programme on television the last, Friday and Saturday, I think, on ITV, all about those tape murders, you'll have heard this track. So here it is, the Beatles and Piggies.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play. Starched white shed, you will find bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play around in.
Yeah, that's the little piggies at the end of the Beatles and Piggies. If you saw that programme, it was rather disturbing, actually. I think if I was one of the Beatles, I'd be quite worried that I'd made an album that caused all that. You're in tune with Thameside Radio, broadcasting on 90.2. Here's the Stones and Miss You.
Thameside Radio, the station that's always a smash hit.
I've been hanging on.
dog, you would think I'm crazy. Stopping on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
Time for a little celebration on Thameside Radio. I'll open one or two little bottles here. Bob, have a swig. There's mud in your eye. Not a bad year for surgical spirit. Well, we're celebrating 6 months of not getting nobbled, and we'd like to invite you along on this little party, so you've got a bottle of plonk hiding under the table somewhere, and then drag it out and join me for the next hour with Thameside Wireless and a super celebration of sound. Thank you. Thanks. I don't mind if I do.
As I expect you gathered from all that, we're having a mini celebration here in the back garden. With us is the Birdman, as Lady Bird, as I said earlier, and they have actually had a baby recently, so I'll be able to talk to them later about that. Just tell us his name, I believe it is. And how do you decide on that?
Yes.
It was a bit last minute, wasn't it? You were in the hospital and they said, what name are you going to put on this little label here? And you decided on Stephen, isn't that true?
Well, actually, he chose the name.
Oh, really? All right. Okay, well, have a chat with you later, it's better about it, because the birth was slightly interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the meantime, here's Tennessee C and I'm Not in Love.
Oh.
And I'm not in love. I'm getting attacked by wasps down here at the moment. I think they're after the cider and beer and things. Right, so, well, Richard, who's actually acting as our messenger boy today, came down to tell me that somebody else might be reading the news. So are you there, Tony?
I'm here. What's it like down there?
Oh, it's really nice and sunny, and I'm getting attacked by a wasp. it's a bit embarrassing. I think I'll hand over to you, Tony.
Okay, thank you, Bob. I'll turn you off. Right, don't know what's going on down there. Indeed, I'm not going to read the news today. We've got Sarah here to read the news.
With the time approximately halfway through the hour, Tony Lloyd brings you the Radio Thameside news headlines.
Well, it was the wrong jingle. Here's Sarah with the news.
Police say that about 18 people have been arrested in a serious disturbance between black and white people in East London. The trouble occurred in Brick Lane Tower Hauntlets. The 1st Parachute Regiment on a new tour of Northern Ireland have been threatened by the IRA. The provisionals say that they will kill a dozen paras to avenge the people killed on Bloody Sunday. Eric Clapton, who appears with Bob Dylan at the Black Bush Festival on July the 15th, will be undertaking a British tour in the autumn. It's expected that the tour will coincide with the release of a new studio album in September.
That was Sarah with the news. This is Tony up here, and now back to Bob down there. What's it like that down there, Bob? Well, have you been stung yet?
No, the wasp has gone away. I want a quick round of applause for Sarah doing the news.
Hooray!
Because she's not very old. I think, Tony, actually, you've lost your job now.
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, you better retire. Right, next record is Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Fanfare for the Common Man. Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Fanfare the Con Man. Right, time to phone somebody up, and we go over to Regent's Park. Actually, I'm not quite sure who I'm going to speak to, because there's a whole load of people running up. So who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
My name's Oliver.
Oliver, right. Well, you're going to enter our competition today. Tell me about something about yourself. What job do you do?
I'm a student. Well, only just.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be sort of kicked out.
You're going to be kicked out soon?
Yeah.
Oh,
say no more.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. What subject were you studying or are studying?
Well, I was doing A-levels.
Oh, I see.
Physics and music.
Well, have you taken exams yet?
If I fail the next school exams, I get kicked out.
Oh, I see. Oh, I hope you do all right. If you want to,
well,
that is. Okay, well, we've got the competition lined up for you now.
Yeah.
All you've got to check out is the number of times the word Jack is said in the next record.
Jack?
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Right, it's Tom Long's band, of course, and I'm All Right Jack. Right, just before I go back to Oliver, I'd like to put something straight. Some time back, I said that maybe I go to the same school as Tom Robinson, but I deny it now because apparently he went to Borstal at one stage, so no way did I go to the same school as him. Right, Oliver, are you there?
Oh, blimey, that was hard.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
A bit fast. I don't know that song, so.
You don't? Have a guess. Go on. Somewhere between 1 and 100.
I got some friends here pretending to help me.
Yeah, and they didn't. Have a guess, go on. Anything, doesn't matter.
Not. They rate you 6 or 7, but I don't believe them. Is that too many?
In fact, it is 7, so I'll definitely let you have that.
Oh, are you letting me have that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
So, sorry,
so you don't lose your packet of Spangles, and it will be in the post to you straight away.
Okay? Can I make a few dedications?
Certainly, yeah, go ahead.
Well, John Paul, John, Henry, who fancies Tracy, Nick, Joss, Sarah, Plexi, Linda, Bettina, Stacey and Ray, Simon, Sharon, Kim, Kev, Bill, Shane, Dick, Nikki, Angela, Melanie, Nicole, Gary, Jill, Chris and Simone, who might like to pass on a little message to Tracy, and anyone else I knew know at Betty's party last night.
Right. Do Nick and Sloane want to speak on the air or something?
Oh, no.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, I misunderstood that.
It's just Henry who fancies Tracy.
Right. Thanks a lot, Oliver, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Here's the Blue Oyster Cult now, and Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the reaper, no.
You're in tune with Thameside Radio, which broadcasts every Sunday from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock on 90.2. We're not normally quite as chaotic as this, because today we're in the bottom of the garden and slightly celebrating the 6th month anniversary of starting broadcasts. And in front of me is the Birdman, who makes up all our jingles. Hello.
Good evening, Bob.
Good evening. Well, that just about sums it up. Now, next record is... No. I was going to ask you something about your beautiful lady's birth that happened a few days back.
You're trying to embarrass me again, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah. Now, tell me something about it, because it's rather unusual, to say the least.
What would you like me to tell you?
Well, tell me about the sound effects that happened during it.
Oh, well, we had a home confinement, which was jolly good fun. Put bars on the windows, barbed wire around the beds and things like that. And then we fitted up the hi-fi up in the bedroom, and the baby was born to the sounds of the Eagles and the Dawn Chorus, which had piped through from downstairs.
Great.
Very technical. Very nice.
I don't know what I think that will have on the baby in future life. And if he hears the Eagles or something, I don't know what will happen to him.
He'll probably be an Eagles fan or something.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Right, here's Genesis and the Ballad of Big.
If other radio stations leave you feeling cold and clammy afterwards, listen now to the man who made easy listening sound difficult. Bob Edwards on 90.2.
Yeah!
well, the sun's beginning to go now, so I think I've got rid of the wasps, but gnats are beginning to come now, which is rather annoying. I think the birdman wants to say hello to a couple of people.
Oh, yes, well, can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, jolly good. Get a bit closer to the microphone, shall I?
Well, I thought since Clive was so very nice to send in a dedication for me,
yes.
I thought it would only be the decent thing to send him a dedication back. So, what's your next record, Bob?
Next record, is Modern Lovers by New England.
Oh, there you go. Well, after Bob's read the telly news, that will be for Clive, Jenny and Donna.
Right, okay, fine.
I'll sit back in the bucket now, sir.
Yes, right. Now for the television, it is in a bucket as well, you wouldn't believe it. Now for the television news. ITV, television, yes. ITV 8:15 PM is football, Scotland v Holland, and there's a good choice on BBC One at 8:15. Is also football. BBC Two is the only thing that's got anything different. That's the film Gambit, and it's starring Shirley MacLaine and Michael Caine, and apparently that's the crime of the century. But it goes wrong, of course, like they always do. At BBC at 10:55 is a film called the... Well, it's, I don't think it's a film, it's more a documentary about David Bowie called Cracked Actor. And that's I'm losing my voice, filmed in Hollywood. Right, the cakes and a cup of teas have just arrived, and while we enjoy those, we'll play Modern Lovers by New England. The other way around.
I've already been to Paris, I've already been to Rome. But what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California. But I miss the land where I was born. That's what I say. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Do 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 do. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. It's very pretty, but so's Maine. Oh, New England. That's right. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England.
Yeah, the Modern Lovers course and New England. Right, I'm afraid it's time to go time. Give out the telephone number one more time, 863-3281, if you'd like a dedication on next week's programme, 863-3281. If you'd like to write to us, the address is Thameside Radio, number 1 Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the programme, but we all certainly here have. Just say goodbye to everyone. First of all, to Tony for driving the machine up there, and Richard for helping him. Over down here, we've got Simon, who's suffering badly from the pollen count, I think, at the moment. I expect he'll recover. The Birdman, of course, and the Ladybird. And Sarah for reading the news. Well done, Sarah. Say something, go on.
Goodbye.
that's more like it, yeah. Right, well, as I say, I hope you enjoyed the programme, and I hope you'll join us next week at 7 o'clock on 90.2, of course. Up next, the Birds and Chestnut Mare.
90.2 megahertz VHF, Thameside Radio.
Stony Ridge, after this chestnut mare,
been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while. Taking her meals, bathing. Fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out. And I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. I got her, and I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damned if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before. She's running along just fine. Till she stops, but something spooked her. The sidewinder all coiled and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge, me holding on. Above the hills, higher than eagles were gliding, suspended in the sky. Over the moon, straight for the sun.
Get her again someday. I'm going to catch that horse if I can.